The next dictation is on patient Gail Rossman, R-O-S-S-M-A-N. Date of birth 1-1-1-5-5-7, and the date is 1-23. Nupacart, we have concern, colon, low back, hip, and lower extremity pain, Nupacart history, colon. Patient is a 55-year-old teacher who reports a greater than 1 year history of discomfort in the back and hips and legs with sitting greater than 10 minutes or standing greater than 10 minutes, period. The patient is unaware of any precipitating event, but has noted over the course of the past 6 to 12 months an intensification of her symptoms, period. She reports that she has a sense of tightness in both lower extremities, especially the left one, period. She also has numbness and tingling isolated in the back and radiating to bilateral lower extremities, especially the posterior of both lower extremities, period. Occasionally, the pain around her hips involves the groin, period. She also has a sense that her knees will, quote, give way, close quote, and she has had several times on stairs when this has occurred, period. She does not feel especially painful in the mornings, but her pain sounds consistent throughout the day, period. The patient has rarely had episodes of popping or clicking at her hips, knees, or back, period. She did have a fall 1.5 years ago onto the right knee, and since then has a sense that her knee is more painful on the right, period. She does not appreciate swelling, however, at the knees, period. She uses ibuprofen on a cautious basis, taking 800 milligrams in a single dose once a day, approximately every other day, period. In October, the patient's back pain was very severe, and she came to the emergency room where she had an evaluation and was sent home with some short-term pain medications, period. The patient finds that walking any distances, i.e. when walking her dog, causes a sense of heaviness and discomfort in her legs, period. She has just started a yoga class once per week, period. She does report doing stretching to AM, period. She has a short commute to her school and luckily can be changing positions frequently throughout her day, period. New paragraph. Patient has a past history significant for endometriosis with previous surgical interventions, period. She reports that she is a poor sleeper and has been using Ambien for many years and wakens 5 to 10 times during the course of the night, though not necessarily from her pain, period. She is also on Prozac, period. In review of systems, the patient denies chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, headache, or change in bowel and bladder, period. New paragraph. On exam today, the patient is found to be a tall-statured, awake and alert, overweight, 55-year-old female, period. Her gait is unremarkable, period. In static stance, however, she's found to have a thoracolumbar scoliosis with a convexity left in the thoracic spine and a convexity right in the lumbar spine with the lower right and left iliac crest and left shoulder, period. She has a suggestion in stance and supine of shortening of the left lower extremity, period. The patient has poor muscle tonus throughout with concentration of her weight around her hips and thighs, period. The patient has no discomfort to palpation at the lumbar paraspinals, period. She has posterior rotation at the right SI, but no tenderness of palpation at this site, period. There is no evidence for hip bursitis or iliotibial band tendinitis, period. The patient has tightness with palpation at the left and right sciatic notch with piriformis muscle tightness, period. The patient has a fairly good flexibility for forward flexion at the lumbar spine and extension without discomfort, period. In the seated position, the patient has reduced left hip capsule range compared with the right side, period. She has adequate strength proximally and distally in the lower extremities with intact sensation and brisk and symmetrical deep tendon reflexes at patella and Achilles tendons, period. The patient feels tightness at the piriformis with piriformis provocative maneuvers, period. She has left groin discomfort with internal and external rotation of the left hip, period. There is no edema in the lower extremities, period. New paragraph. Impression. 55-year-old female with thoracolumbar scoliosis and suggestion of shortening of the left lower extremity. who describes back and bilateral lower extremity pain, including neuropathic symptoms, and evidence for slight shortening of the left lower extremity with tightness at the left hip, semicolon, rule out left hip osteoarthritis, semicolon, rule out left lumbar radiculopathy, new paragraph, recommendation, colon 1, the patient I reviewed her findings at length using the anatomical model in the office. 2, the patient would benefit from EMG and nerve conduction velocity study and will focus on the left lower extremity where the patient's symptoms have been more consistent and severe. Next number, plain films of the lumbosacral spine as well as hips and pelvis to rule out significant arthritis. Next number, depending on the above results, we will consider a short course of physical therapy intervention. Next number, patient would benefit from a trial of water walking to see if the buoyant environment allows the patient to be up on her feet for longer periods of time. Period. This would certainly be a great aerobic exercise and a good part of the patient's exercise program in conjunction with the yoga. Next number, at the current time, there is no evidence for myofascial inflammation, though we will consider in the near future, depending on the workup, use of one of the neural, N-E-U-R-A-L, modulating medications such as Lyrica, Cymbalta, or Neurontin. Thank you so much. Please send a copy to the patient's primary care physician, Chester Kessler, K-E-S-S-L-E-R. Thank you so much.